After live stream audio from January 30th, 2023. Everyone meditated to the audio of Where Are You in Your Body meditation from April 26, 2022. And then the following discussion took place.
Everybody had a good meditation. Yeah? You won't find this type of question in the bazaar, that's for sure. And yet it should be a very elementary questions. It's how strange it is that we question everything else except that, which is the mother of all questions. Any sharing before I go?
Sadhguru, I have a sharing. I just wanted to say that the perfection with which divinity operates always surprises me and delights me in the best way. I started doing your work, your divine work, with the DVDs because I would come home after the classes and I would get the DVD and I would say, gosh, I just want to write down the important parts of... Pretty soon I was writing down the whole thing in my journals. That's how my process started, and you hadn't said anything to me. I just wanted to write these things down. And then coming full circle, like 18, 17 years later to do their final edits, and just how it was chosen for me then, how it's chosen for me now, how I am the perfect candidate for it because I was there. I said, oh, I need to fix this, I need to. And Sadhguru, the biggest thing for me with these DVDs is that all along, you were giving us subtle clues and hints of who you really are. And to get the little glimpses and get one of those subtle hints of who you really are and what you have said from the very first time, it's just unbelievable.
May I share?
Mm-hmm.
I truly want to thank you for what you said to me today. That was the best diagnosis and the prescription. I got it all in a short period of time.
Which I can tell from your skin. Your face has lit up.
Yes.
It has.
I couldn't have found this throughout my lifetime if I hadn't found you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad you're going home like that. Go ahead.
Sadhguru, first I wanted to really thank you for everything, including this meditation tonight. And a couple of days ago, I was contemplating on, because I was listening to radios, something similar to this, and a question came up for me and I wanted to ask you, what is the relationship between existence and what we call, jhan, or life force?
See, when you bring two languages together, I get confused.
John is individual, so
it belongs to the body, Mr. Ruh Mishe.
Yeah.
Existence, like in this audio we were talking about, when you were a child, did your sense of presence grew, or did you just your body did, and your thoughts multiplied and your emotion got out of whack? That is the existence that doesn't die with the body and is not, it doesn't have a birth until it's individualized.
So John is another line on the canvas.
Yeah, if I knew the word in English, it would be much
better. I think it's life force, isn't it?
Well, life force comes with it, yeah, it comes with the body. And what the existence of life force, because of that existence, that gives it the light, life. Just like at night time, you give life to your dream. Without you, your existence on your bed, the dream would have not happened. Jumidibed dream. Wujud midi.
It's like soul, what you're mentioning is the same as soul, right? John, life force, soul. Not spirit, soul.
Yeah, but life force brings it out better.
Because actually, when I was contemplating on that, for a split second I felt or experienced something that, like you said, had no beginning and no end. It was just all it was.
It really, this meditation points you to the fact that you are only consciousness alone. That's why you can be conscious of your body, conscious of this thoughts, conscious of subtler forms. But we limit the consciousness to one body, therefore that's why I call it not a pure consciousness, it's divided consciousness. But through this meditation, I hope you all realize that you're just conscious. You are not specifically just the body or just this and that, you're just conscious. And conscious is not something that you can describe to somebody. You can't say, I'm that, I'm this, or that. But it's nice to be aware of it, because that's who we are. The doing is all for the body and mind. It has nothing to do with pure consciousness. Am I getting too deep, too fast?
Satchin, you said conscious. Did you mean consciousness? Did you said
yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Which is conscious to eternity.
Conscious of everything.
You can't even say everything. It's just conscious. It's like you go to a movie theater, there is a projector that makes everything possible. You might ask me, is the projector everything? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Somewhere.
سرجون فقط یه چیز بگم. چیزایی که شما میگید خیلی دیپه واقعا. ولی خیلی عجیب اینه که ما اکسپرینسش میکنیم. تو روز تو کار وقتی که تحت خودمون میاد این مدیتیشن من این اکسپریانسش میکنم، حتی وقتی که یه کریزی با مایندم هم یه ها
You become the watcher, yeah. Because for a moment, if you stop and say, can I find myself in this thought? You find out that only your attention has clinged to it. And then you say, am I the attention? And you find that you aren't. You're just the watcher of the attention getting clinged to that. This is wisdom. This is liberation. This is freedom.